It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
La da 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 da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La, da, my room da, da, da. Is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. La da da. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
Ooh. I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off. I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby.
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bebop.
Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Say what, say what? Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Because I'm high.
Hey, what a cluck at,
huh? Well, my name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
Palm
and all the weed I be smoking is bomb as hell, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler, that's what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so all of you skins, please give me more head.
Afro motherfucker, M-A-N.
M-A-N. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, big talking brew. on skis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived.
Hey guys, happy Friday. I'm Marissa Smith. This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. We've got Rodna Daniels with us.
What's up, folks? Happy Friday. It's Big Talkin' Brewskis time.
And we've got Taryn Englehart with us.
Hi.
How you doing, Taryn?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, totally. So, Rodney, how was your week? I just put my hand in something sticky.
I had my hand in something sticky.
I just put my hand in something sticky. In this thing over here. I put my finger in that little crease thing.
Well, see, no, that's, like, there's, like, certain parts that you just never touch.
I should not touch.
Yeah.
I should not touch that stuff. But how was your week before I started having a bit of a panic?
Right, before you put your hand on the inside and it got sticky.
Yeah.
My week was great. I got a new job. So that's awesome. Thank you. Hired on the spot, you know.
Because that's how
that stellar resume does, right?
Are they good to you?
What do you think? I mean, well, lately, I'm going to talk shit about my new job on air. But the job that I just started working at this job that opened up a couple of months ago, and it's just gone downhill real fast. The air conditioner broke, and if you've been in New York City, you know it's been 95 degrees every day. Do you know what that fucking feels like to be working a 6-hour shift and it's 95 degrees? It's yeah. Then you got the people like, oh my god, it's so hot in here. And you're like, yeah, how the fuck you think I feel? I gotta get you your margarita now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's so nice for guests when they have outdoor seating, but for me, it's like, no, I don't want to get my face.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because everybody gets so excited about outdoor seating, but I don't want to go out there.
Yeah, no, be like the one working.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you just want to talk directly into it. Yeah.
Okay.
And with that being said, I end up getting hired in an outdoor place. So I'm the outdoor sweating all summer, so that'll be fine. I mean, but we'll see. They make
good
money.
All the toxins get out. That's what they say when you sweat all the.
Really? Yeah. I get really black. I'm just end up extra chocolate.
You're like seal?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because then you have to go into the kitchen, right? And the kitchen's
got to
be
too.
Really hot.
Gosh.
How do the cooks?
There's this one cook that almost passed out. He was sweating and
because
it's hot. They're back there cooking on top of it being 95 degrees. It's
ridiculous. They're also drunk all the time.
The cooks?
The place that I used to work, it was I would bartend and they would always come up and they would be like, hey, can I get a shot of Jameson? Put it under the...
Dude. Always. That's how I got far from the other job.
Really?
Giving away alcohol to other employees. There you go. We caught you, Rodney. Don't be doing that.
Well, it was a whole thing where it was they'd make me whatever I wanted off the menu for dinner, and I'd put a Corona.
Right.
I don't work at this place anymore.
I mean, I'm just saying that same way. I would never have to pay for food because I'd always give them alcohol. It was very easy, and then it's just a slippery slope because you give one person alcohol,
and then
everybody else wants it, and then eventually you're fucking half the staff is drunk because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
And the food comes out the same. I mean,
They're on autopilot. They know a fajita is this every time.
That's the one thing about if you're fast at it and you're good at it, exactly this boop.
Because I feel when it's that high volume, it does have to be you're just not even thinking about it.
You're almost a robot, a cooking robot at that point.
But you can't be like that when you're serving. You still have to have. You're
charisma.
Charisma and talk to everybody and then
Yeah.
I don't know. I always get sick with my. I had a table yesterday, and they like wanted to get. They were like, we don't want cilantro on anything.
It's like, okay.
No, this is a Mexican restaurant, bitch. Oh, yeah. Like, there's cilantro in everything. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, yeah. Everything. Like, oh, can we get these tacos? We don't want any cilantro. I'm like, okay, so that means you don't want salsa. You don't want, so you just want a dry ass fajita with some shrimp
dry
on it.
Dry ass. Right. Like, yeah. Nachos.
Right, exactly. Oh, we don't want, yeah, so you want dry ass nachos then. Thanks.
Yeah,
cheese sauce.
No, we just
that's
want
it.
The shell. We don't want it. No salt.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, like nothing inside.
I just,
like,
I don't get it. They didn't even order food because I like shaded them so much. Because I make people feel really bad when they ask me stupid questions like that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to go talk to the chef and see if we're
pissed.
Able to do that for you. Because
that's like weird,
huh? No. Usually it's a yes, and. You know, then I go back there and I talk to the kitchen and I figure it out and I come out and I'll make it like, there you go. Hope your dry ass fajita tastes nice because
it's dry as fuck.
It's dry as fuck. We're not fixing it. Because the manager will be like, wait, so they're sending it back? You changed that. Like, no.
It's unbelievable sometimes what people will try to substitute to the point where it's like not even the same dish anymore. And I'm just like, don't come to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, don't pick out something that like it's obvious like what that thing is. And like, well, I worked at another place that was Italian. And then people order like, oh, can I get the Parmesan crusted chicken, but I don't want cheese on it.
Yeah. It's like,
bitch, it's crusted in cheese.
So
like,
no, I want a hamburger,
they
but
coat
actually,
it in cheese. Yeah. Like, before they even bread it or anything, it's like already pre-pepped with cheese. No.
Yeah.
And, then I make them feel real stupid again. You just want a chicken breast?
Yeah.
That's all you want? So that's like down there, lower on the menu, just the chicken breast. Yeah. Like,
right. People will come in and they'll be like, okay, so like I want a hamburger, but like take all the meat out, like no lettuce, no tomatoes. It's in a shell. It's soft. You got it from the ocean. I'm like, so in an oyster? They're like, no, but like a hamburger. But you know what I mean? Like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's
like, so you want grilled salmon. Is that what you're saying? I don't know. Like, I think you got, like, I couldn't do it because, like.
I was going to say, have you worked at a restaurant before?
No, I've worked at bars before, but, like, I was, like, coat check. I was a promoter, and then I also was a dancer. I've never, like been a server or, like, a bartender because, like, my face says it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
I have no poker face. Uh-huh. So it's, like, if you're saying something stupid, my face is, like, you're a dumbass motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I can't hide it. And like, coat check was like super easy. It's just like, someone gives you a coat, you give them a ticket, you say thank you, and they tip you. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's it.
I have a question because you have a peanut allergy. You have an allergy to nuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you tell your servers that usually beforehand, or you just like look at everything and then.
I just order things that don't have things in it that I'm allergic to.
Okay, that's. Intelligent
yeah,
people,
that's
please,
like
take
really that's
please take
like,
note.
Please take note. It's idea.
Like, you know, it's like because I know what I'm allergic to, so like I'll read the menu and I'm like tonight for instance, like you wanted to get like Asian wings, and had cashews. And I'm like, I can't eat cashews, so like let's not get that. But I'm not going to be like, oh, let's get the Asian wings and not get the cashews,
right?
Like, you know what I mean?
And that's exactly,
what,
exactly what people do. Like, I want this, but like,
oh my God,
I'm allergic to this. Can they make sure like it's not in there or like?
Yeah, I had a lady complain once because she said her salmon tasted like fish. And I was like, I don't know what I can do for you. Like, you ordered a fish, so it's going to taste that way.
I've heard
and
this.
And if it didn't, she's like, but I don't want it to taste fishy. I'm like, what do you want it to taste like? Vegetables? Like, what do you want it to taste like?
It's like, would you like this to taste like creme brulee? Like,
it's not gonna taste like that.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
No, it's like, I've been in restaurants and heard that before where people are just like, oh, I ordered this. I was in a sushi restaurant and somebody sent the sushi back because they said it tasted fishy. And I was just like, like, I literally turned around and I looked at them and I'm looking at the waiter and I'm looking at them and I'm like,
like that's always the best. You made that waiter's day.
Like, wait, who does this say?
Like, when another table's on your side, it's like, thank you.
It's just like, yes, they are as crazy as I thought they were. It's like, what do you mean this sushi tastes
like? It always happens.
Like
you're like
fish.
Super busy and like one person's just stupid.
Yeah.
You don't read the menu. It's like
I just can't wait for like the day I don't have to do like customer service stuff anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I want a job where like, my success doesn't rely on me trying to please impossible people who, for the most part, like, I don't know. I don't.
Right. I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I've definitely done, like, retail for, like,
retail for, like, worst.
So many years. And, like, which I feel like is close to being a server, is, like, being
almost,
a sales associate in a retail store. Because it's, like, but I also feel like people take it more personally because it's like if something doesn't fit them, it's just like they're really mad at themselves, but they're taking it out on you. It's like, no, like you're mad because you don't look good in the shirt. I didn't make this shirt. I didn't sew the shirt. I didn't design the shirt. I certainly didn't try to convince you that you look good in the shirt. Like, why? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
they
bring it back like, oh, well, all my friends say that his shirt looks horrible on me. It's like, well, if you had asked somebody, like, we would have told you you should not be wearing horizontal stripes.
Right. Would you ever say that to somebody if they asked for, like, your opinion?
I would definitely be like, oh, well, that,
way.
Like, yeah. I, like, this is how I always approach it. I always say, well, that looks very interesting, but have you considered a solid color?
That's a really nice way to, yeah.
What I liked about retail, though, is that, like, you could actually tell people, like, no. Like, I worked at Banana Republic, and I would do, like, I was, like, the cashier, so I would do, like, the returns and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, on the inside of everybody's shirt, if you get it from The Gap, if you get it from, like, Banana Republic, there's, like, a little tag. It'll say SPR. That's, like, spring 09. That means, that, like, you bought it in spring of
09.
Spring 15. WIN, winter 02. Like,
yeah, it tells you the season.
If it's not within, like, the past 6 months, then I can't take it. And people would, like, argue with me and try to convince me, like, no, I just got this.
There's no
bitch
way.
Bitch, said spring, like, 3 years ago. Like, no.
You can't.
We don't carry this anymore. It's really, really old. And I see it on the tag. And it's worn. You wore it.
And it's like, what would they get back for it? Like $10 or?
Right.
It's, yeah.
And then, they'd be like, can I talk to a manager? Absolutely. Because my manager's going to back me up. You see this tag right here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nope, we can't take it back. Sorry. Is there somebody else higher? Nope.
I had this one lady once because I used to work at The Gap. And she bought her kids sneakers and the kids stepped in dog shit and she tried to return the sneakers.
What?
Like, she... opened up this plastic bag and took these like dirty ass dog shitty sneakers and tried to put on my cash wrap. And I was like, ooh, as soon as she opened the bag, like, you know, just like the whiff of like plastic bag dog poo. It's just like, it just hit. I was like, oh, that's pungent. And so then she like picked up the sneakers and she puts it on the cash wrap. And I'm like, oh, those smell like. And then I went and I picked up the sneakers. I looked at the bottom and I was like, and I just put them back down. And I was like, what are you trying to do here?
And so what is your mission?
And so she's like, oh, I'd like to return these. And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, you haven't even seen the receipt. And I'm like, we don't take back used merchandise. These have mud or poo or some sort of substance on the bottom. They've been worn. Sorry. It's like, oh, but my son wore them once and they don't fit. And I'm like, No.
Did they not fit before or after the dog poo?
Yeah, it's just like, it's just like, oh, so like he just goes and plays like fucking stomp dog poo and then you're just going to bring these things back? No.
And they didn't fit? That's still your fault. Bring your kid in. Make sure he has the right shoe before you leave the fucking store.
That's true. Maybe he fell into the dog poo because the shoes weren't the right size.
Yeah.
Like they were way too big and he just couldn't walk. So
it's like, mommy, you know. Poopies.
Right, nope.
Like, no.
Guess you got to take that L.
No. So, Taryn, have you experienced like trolls online?
Yeah, I get a lot of trolls online.
Do you?
Yeah, because I write for Reductress a lot. I'm like a staff writer there. So we write a ton of stuff and like three or six of them will get published a week, and a lot of people like either can't tell that it's real sometimes. There's a lot of people who will say, like, oh my God, did I write this? This is me. This is like a personal attack. I'm being dragged. Those are my favorite comments, because then I'm like, oh, okay, like, I think that means that you just get it. Yeah. But I had, like, I wrote this one article around the time when they were trying to pass the, like, ACHA that was, like, I tried, like, calling my representative wasn't enough, so I fucked his wife. And people, obviously that's not true, that never happened.
Right.
But I had trolls for, like, a long time just being like, I can't believe you would do that. Like, what a horrible woman. Just, like, not respecting her representative, just, like, going around doing this stuff. I was like, you guys.
She begged for it. Like,
right? Yeah. So there are people who are just, like, and it got back to my hometown. So my parents live in Baton Rouge, and I very stupidly put the district number of, like, where they live in the article, because I didn't think that many people would read it. I, like, wasn't prepared for that, so that was my mistake. So my representative did read it, and apparently he was really mad, so I'm sorry, Garrett Graves.
Did he think you really suck his wife?
Of course. I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't do it.
We heard it first right here on Big Talkin' Brewskies.
But yeah, I mean, people will just, like, leave things. Like, somebody else made an account called Asian Lesbian and was just, like, tweeting stuff at me that was like, you're gonna go to hell for that. And I was just like, great.
Like, perfect. What's the craziest thing that someone has, like, said to you, like a troll has said to you?
The craziest thing, I don't know that anybody said anything that I'm like, wow, this is insane. But people say things that make me laugh a lot. Like, one guy, I wrote this headline that was like, how to make yourself come so hard you fall off the bed and down the stairs. And
wow,
this old guy started tweeting at me. He was like, just so you know, you can fall down the stairs for other reasons. He goes, I fall down the stairs all the time. And, like, I'm not coming when I'm doing it. Like, it's, like, possible to fall down for other reasons. I was like, that was one of my favorite ones. Because I didn't know that you could fall down for
other reasons.
Like,
you could be blind. Yeah. There could be a banana on the, like, the first step. Uh-huh. Like, you know. Could have
just no depth perception, or it's
butter on the sole of your shoes.
Yeah, your Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Depth
anything.
Perception, that's really real, though.
Yeah.
Because I trip off of shit all the time.
You see a mouse?
You jump off of shit all the time?
I trip off of stuff all the time. Like, oh, yeah. Like, you walk in and they're like, you know, oh.
So you don't, oops. You just don't see.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm like pretty inattentive that way, too. Like, I'll run into, I have a problem when I'm trying to walk through a door sometimes where I'll just hit the side because I'm never looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here. Like, I always end up hitting, like, my arms or something because, like, I'm not paying attention to, like, what else is, like, next to me.
Yeah.
I do that on my thigh because, like, I'll get the top of my body through, but, like, I'll just, like, bang into something. Like, or, like, if I'm opening up a file cabinet, I always open it into my leg. Like, and you just get, like, the corner. Like, I have one, like, a bruise right now. It's, like, literally, like, I have this one file cabinet. Every time I open it into my thigh. And so I just have this, like, constant, permanent, like, bruise of, like, the corner of, like, my file cabinet that's in my thigh. And I'm just like, I need spoons every day. I should probably put it in a different drawer. But, like, this is the drawer that I got. Like,
that's your life. I mean, you could put, like, a little tape around it, or, like, a little buffer.
I never even thought about it. It's, like, just been doing this for 12 years. Like, you know.
Well, it's good it's on your leg. It's good it's on your leg and not, like, where a major organ is or something.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
We're, like, right where your kidney is. You'd probably be screwed.
No, probably. But, like, trolls are strange because, like, I feel like I've never really interacted with that many trolls until, like, this election season. And, like, you know, I do, like, a lot of political tweets now and then. And then, like, I definitely have, like, alt-right bros that start, like tweeting at me, and it's just, like, you know, like, at first, they try to make themselves sound less crazy, but, like, then when you like go onto their like profile and it's just a photo of them like pouring milk down their head, you're just like, oh yeah, you're one of those.
Like, what do like, they say to you?
Just
like standard angry kind of
like white dude shit. You know, like but the thing I always find funny is they've never called me like a snowflake, but it's just like they always are just like, oh, but like Trump's trying to help the inner cities, and just like you know that Trump is from an inner city, right? Like, it's like the inner cities that he says are all filled with chaos are also filled with his hotels and his fucking office buildings. He seemed to do okay, right?
Like, right.
Yeah, but he talks about them like they're just some like crazy
like Batman plot
firebombed. Yeah, it's like, yeah. What?
Like, where are you talking about? Yeah. Like, this is not like Gotham City. Like, yeah.
It's like you get all of the Russian burgers you want.
Yeah.
It's, well, you know, because like Bannon steals all those speeches from Batman, but.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, that we're speaking of Trump, like Sean Spicer resigned today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Spicy's gone.
Spicy.
Poor Melissa.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I feel like she like got her stride, and then he's just like Spicy out.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm only being sad about it because it's like such a comedic goldmine. It's now retired.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder what he's gonna go on to do.
I don't know. Probably a TGI Fridays. Like, I don't yeah. know, like, I mean, he's really untouchable. Especially since that, like, that one time that, like, he hid in the bushes to, like, avoid reporters.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, like, you're the press secretary and you are hiding from the press. That's not good.
Like, yeah.
It was so stupid. And I don't know. As long as they get that Huckabee off of, like, away from everybody, I'll be fine. I don't know. She looks like the personification of like a real snotty pug.
Yeah, and she always wears those like really cropped, you know, those things you get at Wet Seal.
Oh, a shrug?
Yeah, the shrug. Little, it's like
like your mom would be like, "Oh, you should wear a shrug with that dress.
Yeah,
you're gonna be chilly."
To, like,
but
a
it's
graduation,
not really. Yeah, it's not really a sweater. But it and like it's just like kind of goes like just under your boobs.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like not,
it's like even though you're wearing a shirt, it's like just a conservative extra layer that's to put over your
boobs. It's just like, you know,
to cover your arms.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like we know that there's a bra and a dress to cover your breasts, but now we want this extra. It's like a cleavage condom.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, nobody wears those.
Nobody wears those.
You do in the Huckabee house.
What do they call it? Justice? Is that the store for
the yeah, I think
for
so.
Kids?
Yeah. Like, it's like
it used
like
to be limited
to.
Yeah.
They got bought out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They always have the little mannequin with the little capri, a tank top and a little shrugged like that's just like tied underneath, and it's just like,
oh
hey,
yeah, mm-hmm.
It's like I'm action preteen, like,
yep.
It's, yeah,
they're she's like kinda, I love gel pens and spiral notebooks.
Yeah.
And I'm also a horrible person who lies for the president every day.
Exactly. I kicked 4 puppies on the way to the office.
Yeah.
And my daddy got me this job.
Do you like it? Do you like my job?
Say hi to my kids. They had a birthday every day this month.
And also, I've never told the truth in my whole life.
It's like, look into my eyes. You can't because they're lazy. Like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to hell for that one, but that's fine.
Oh my God,
yeah, she's horrible. She's horrible.
I just, like, I am not, like, the best person in the world, but I feel like I couldn't let go of my like any kind of moral compass so completely.
But you have one. Like,
yeah, but it's
that's
like,
the first step.
Not?
Yeah, like they don't. That's the issue.
That's the first step. If they had a moral compass at all, they would have never agreed to do it in the first place.
Right.
Like honestly, you go home tonight from the show. Trump's like, yeah, the Taryn, she's great. I'd love to have her on staff. Hire her. And you're just going to be like, no.
Like, no, I would rather never make another cent in my life.
Yeah.
I just would start a Kickstarter and be like, hey guys, look, the alternative is that I work for Trump. Please help me. Like,
yeah.
Right.
You'd probably make like $10 million.
Yeah. Like, here's the offer letter from Trump. He offered me a job. I said no.
Yeah.
So
I just need 10 million people to give me $1 each.
Yeah.
Exactly.
$1, you get a handwritten card. $5, I'll make a cupcake.
Yeah.
10, I don't know. I'll send you a stock photo that I think is really good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you
stock
know.
Photo.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Everyone should stop working for this man. But he's like so inept that he can't even get the right people to resign. Like, he wanted Sessions to resign and we end up getting Spicer to resign. It's like,
yeah,
I would have taken Spicer over Sessions any day. What I'm going to miss the most about Spicer is that every time he would speak, I was expecting him to have like a stroke or a heart attack on the microphone. And mm-hmm. I'm just like sitting there waiting for it. It's like, tonight's the night.
Yeah, you can feel, you can like see his blood like, pressure.
And you can see like the veins like popping in his forehead. And like when he's really pissed off, that one in the center of his forehead would like just bubble up. Because like the ones on the temples were always there and his eyes get all beady and bloodshot. And he's like, he's just like,
I think it's all the gum, imploding. Like when he swallows it, it's like, I think it's plugged up all his like his blood system and just like all his kind of major arteries.
That's a thing. So you're not supposed to swallow gum.
Yeah.
No,
you're not like maraschino cherries. But you know, that's the only two things he eats.
Yeah. You can't eat a maraschino cherry?
What?
I think you're not supposed to swallow the like artificial cherries because your body can't break it down or digest them. So they stay. That's
I don't
what I've heard.
Eat them, I but eat. I didn't know that you weren't supposed to. I just don't like the taste of them.
I give kids Shirley Temples all the time with cherries in them.
I think it was a real cherry, but those like artificial ones that have been like marinated.
The
maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making this up, but
I don't know. Wait, can we have a fact check on the maraschino cherry?
Yeah, because I feel like, because you just made me feel like a fucking monster. I've been like giving kids maraschino. Right, like damn. I offer Shirley Temples to kids. Like, you want a Shirley Temple?
It's like, you want some maraschino cherries in there and shit. Shirley Temple?
Right.
Oh, no.
It's your birthday.
Slowly killing people's kids one at a time. Right.
You're
I brought you extra cherries. I've done that to tables. Here you go.
Like, you have kill a whole the chillins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a bad time for healthcare to become more inaccessible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, it's, yeah. No, is there a fact check?
Yeah, she's looking. She's looking. And while she's looking. Okay, so, Taryn, what are your...
Oh, my God.
We got Reema on a fact check right now.
You're
not supposed to eat maraschino cherries, you guys.
Yeah, they're like mummified cherries, so they like pump it full of...
They said if you want to do it, but you can do it at home.
But not to eat...
to eat the cherries, at home.
That are... You can't eat street maraschino cherries, you guys.
Oh my God, I'm going
I'm
to hell.
So sorry.
I'm going to hell.
This right here is what Big Talkin' Brewskies is all about, you guys.
Yeah.
Every week we find some shit out.
Fact check some shit.
Taryn just told us you cannot eat maraschino cherries, which I did not know, but now I know, and I shall never eat them again.
I'm going to stop offering them to the kids.
But to be honest, I probably haven't eaten one in purpose in like, I don't know, like 20 years, because they taste bad. They just, like, I'm a taste person, and they just taste like chemicals. So, like, yeah. Even, like, if I get a sundae, oh, shit, I've been giving my cherries to my mama.
Right. Now you're thinking about, like, a lot of cherries are going.
Now it's like, oh, my God. I, like, because whenever I, like, go out for, like, a sundae with my mom, and, like, my mom likes the cherries, and I'm like, oh, Ma, you want my cherries? I was like, ah, I've been killing my mom.
You're giving them to children. She's giving them to her mom.
Yeah. This
is wow.
If you care about somebody, do not give them cherries, you guys. So, Karen.
It's gonna haunt me. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, every fucking kid I've given a cherry to.
I mean, it's on whoever invented the Shirley Temple.
Yeah, yeah, this is true.
Exactly.
That's
salt and brine to remove natural color and flavoring, and then they're pitted in soap and sweetener for around a month. Final step is different fruits and artificial coloring gives it the modern color, and it's overly brilliant red color.
What's
the
it's not good.
Fucking FDA, man. What are they here for?
I don't know. To ruin, experience.
The fat on your arms?
What?
It's due from maraschino cherries?
Or to just like...
Oh, wait, shit.
Huh?
Whoa.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Like, not the fried chicken I had last night.
No, No, that fried chicken's right here.
Right. I still feel it.
So, Taryn, what are your thoughts on Gigi and Zayn?
Zayn Malik.
Yeah, gender bending?
I don't know how relevant this is anymore, but did you read the Vogue interview with them?
No. So let's like backstep for myself and people that might not know the situation. But like, who are these people and what do they do?
Gigi Hadid is
a supermodel.
Supermodel who is like, I just like, Israeli.
You've seen her face because she's like the face of like Tommy Hilfiger. She's the face of,
yeah, she's on like a
Victoria's Secret. She's everywhere.
I don't acknowledge Tommy Hilfiger. He doesn't.
You live in New York, so you like look at advertisements. Like, you've seen her on a billboard somewhere.
You know how short I am. I look straight ahead.
I'm telling
look
you,
up in this
you've seen her somewhere.
All right,
and
yeah.
Then Zayn Malik is or was the front man for One Direction.
Yeah,
and he left.
Oh, okay. I've heard of this. Mm-hmm.
He was like the sensitive one of the group. He's like all the tattoos,
and he has like social anxiety, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's like canceled shows and stuff because like he couldn't go on stage because of his anxiety.
Okay.
But it's, like, also crazy to expect a human being to do so many live shows like that in front of just, like, hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know. I just think it takes a very special personality type to be able to handle that.
Right. Like, this is true. But
that's why they make booze and drugs.
Yeah.
Right. But before you sign that contract,
that's,
like, what it's saying.
Yeah.
What did you? What the fuck did you think this was?
I mean,
this is the club, honey. Get out there and make those people dance.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know. You say you're an entertainer. That's like what entertainers do. You can't. Right.
That's really
messed up. That's the part that's like fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you're canceling shows.
People have expectations.
Yeah.
People, and they bought tickets.
People are buying tickets. Like, not cheap tickets.
Yeah.
And they're taking time of their lives out of their day, and they're going to see you.
Yeah.
And there's people in concession stands that need to feed a family and sell popcorn and shit.
Exactly. And there's dancers that need to get up behind you.
Yeah,
and also
dance. Family
and there's a light guy and a sound guy that also needs to get paid. So you need to get the fuck up.
You're
and get
like
on that
a
stage.
Business at that point. You're like, you're like a little economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are depending on you for like their finances.
I think that that's a lot of things that like entertainers don't really think about because like I think they're thinking about themselves. But like to your point, they are their own like micro economy.
Yeah.
And like when you go up there and you're like, oh, you know something, I had a bad night last night and somebody yelled something mean at me, I don't feel like going up tomorrow. There's someone's kid that's not getting braces. There's someone's wife that can't get chemo. There's like
you
know what I mean?
Wild to think about.
Yeah, and like just
all because of you going up and singing whatever
like,
their song is.
There's somebody that like scraped up everything they had to come see you.
Yeah,
right.
And Kanye West.
Yeah, or like drove like like drove like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know he was doing shows and getting up and like doing like 20 minutes,
really,
and then leaving Kanye West and then leaving. Like, I can't do the show anymore. I'm over it.
It's like,
yeah, Kanye canceled so many shows and he was like doing shows and
so
then
messed up.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I came all the way really here and up. You're here and now the show's happening. I'm excited. And then you
did
go.
Did you go to a Kanye concert?
No, but I've read like stuff about it online. Jay-Z has a song on his new album where he talks about that.
Yeah.
He fronted him $20 million for his like concert.
What?
Yeah, for his like tour. And then. $20 million, yeah, and then he didn't get on stage.
I will never cancel anything, Jay-Z.
Right, wow, yeah, right. Well, because that's good. Him and Beyonce have a very like work ethic.
They, vitamin
like,
C. Yeah. All
Beyonce
day.
Has canceled like two shows in like in her whole life. Career, her whole life.
She yeah. is,
and she's on time. She gets to the show and it's, yeah. it starts on time. I've been to 4 Beyonce shows and they're always on time.
That's incredible.
And incredible.
Yeah.
And she's mom and she like has so much other stuff going on and it's just
I know, she's had the twins. I can't wait for her to get back on stage. It's gonna be she's gotta like, you know. She gotta deal with the twins now though. So yeah.
you gotta let her body get a little back together.
Right. Have you what seen the picture of the mean? House that they're staying in?
No.
Jesus.
No. Is it not their normal house?
Well, they have a house here in Tribeca that they bought. That they own. But they've been living in LA because that's where Boo goes to school.
Yeah.
So instead of buying a house, they've been renting. But they've been renting the house from like True Blood. Are you guys
the
like,
show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember like the TV show, like the first
like the den of the den vampire of the vampire.
Yeah.
Oh,
that has
I know
like
what you're talking
that,
about.
That like pool like in the middle
yes, yeah.
of like that
oh,
like
the,
room.
The queen?
Yeah, yeah, the queen lives, her the where the queen
redhead.
Lived. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The redhead. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where Beyonce's living at.
Of course,
oh,
yeah.
Of
course,
where else
that's
would
where
she
she's living.
Like, be living?
They should just buy it.
It's yeah,
incredible.
<That's> crazy.
Our Texas.
Yeah,
but no, I like the names.
Yeah, I was gonna ask what you thought of the names.
Wait, what are the names?
Rumi and Sir. Sir Carter and Rumi. I don't know if it's Rumi or Rumi.
It's Rumi,
or,
like the
Rumi,
like the philosopher.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I know the philosopher. I don't know the children.
Yeah.
So now, what about this gender bending business with this?
Yeah, what's the gender bending?
You know, it's not really their fault. So they like did an interview with Vogue, and they were talking about how they share clothing sometimes. And
are they dating?
Yeah.
They are currently?
Yeah, I think they're currently dating.
Oh, okay.
But Gigi was like, oh, okay, sometimes I wear his stuff. And then Zayn was like, sometimes I wear Gigi's shirts. And then Vogue came out and titled the whole thing, like, gender fluid. Like, Gigi Hadid and Zayn are, like, the face of, like, gender fluidity now. Or they're, like...
okay.
Why? Because yeah. they're able to, like, exchange clothes? Because they're...
Wait.
No, I haven't.
What picture? Oh.
Oh, it was a. They're part of the new generation.
Okay.
Embracing gender
fluidity.
It just
looks like tacky plaid.
It's very tacky.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she's dressed as a boy.
Okay.
But he doesn't.
He looks lesbian.
They should just put a dress Except on him if that's the case.
Yeah, but he's still a dude in a $1,400 suit. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and then. Like,
it's only because they're both like model size zero
right.
that they're able to like
exactly.
wear
it's,
fucking the same
exactly.
clothes.
It's
like
you're wearing a tube.
Let's keep this shit real. If she had like some double D's and like look like a real woman,
yeah.
like the average fucking woman in America,
yeah.
they wouldn't be able to wear the same shit.
Exactly. And also,
well, I
like
mean, she could wear his shit, but he wouldn't be able to wear her shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not like they said anything that crazy. He was just like, I don't, like, even if her shirt's a little tight, whatever, I'll wear it. It was mostly Vogue who was like, oh,
oh
my God.
Yes.
They were like, yes, they threw the first bricks at Stonewall. Like, amazing.
If yeah. your man just puts on your shirt and decides to wear that, aren't you kind of looking at him with a side eye a little bit? Like. Right? Like,
Depends. If it's like a plain white, I mean... It doesn't, yeah. It's
like, I definitely...
I mean, I guess if it's like a concert tee or something, fine. I mean, but...
Yeah.
Still, though.
To be, like, I've definitely worn a ton of, like, my boyfriend's or ex-boyfriend's shirts, but, like, I can't remember a guy wearing one of my things unless it was for a joke. Mm.
Right. You know that's what I'm saying. It's like kind
of
like...
Yeah, it's definitely a little out of the norm.
Yeah. For a woman to put on a guy's shirt.
But I also feel like guys are more uncomfortable. You know, like, you know
what I mean? Guys are just like less cool about it.
Yeah.
Although it's comfortable. Although, I don't know. I think they make women's clothing more uncomfortable.
Oh, like, yeah, less... yeah. Because they're just trying to, like, lift and separate.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my God, it's crazy. I was, like, looking at descriptions of, like, bras the other day, and it was, like, it'll lift, shape, correct, like, color, fix, like, do all this stuff. I was, like, my...
Smooth.
I don't need anything. Like, it's fine. Just, like... Hold?
Yeah. No. Just caress me.
Yeah.
And just make sure my nipples aren't exposed.
Just cover.
Those are the only things that I will hate. Like,
yeah.
No, like, I need the whole, like, I need a lift, separate, like, fucking staple to my back.
Why is that, though? Do you think women ever just, like, stop wearing bras altogether?
I don't usually unless
I think that if the fashion becomes that, like, you can be, like, free-flowing in your clothes, I think they would.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, the thing with, like, wearing a bra is that, like, you're trying to, like, put your boobs to the place that they should be. But, like, this is what I feel like summer and spring are very, like, anti-boob, because it's like you can't wear...
It's horrible. It turns into, like, a waterbed.
Yeah.
It just becomes, like, a retention pond.
Also, I just feel like if you're, like... like, one thing is that, like, you're just sweating everywhere, and then you got that, like, under-boob action where you get, like, the sweaty half-moons.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and then you can see it. It's like when a flood comes and then it leaves a stain, like, on the, you know what I mean? On the buildings.
It's just like boobs sweated here.
Yeah.
Like, but then I also feel like if you have big boobs, you can't wear any of the cute tops or dresses in the summer because, like, all the cute tops and dresses, like, don't have space for bras.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't wear a tube top because, like, fucking strapless bras are a disaster.
They're around my waist.
It's like
by the mid-afternoon.
It's like it doesn't.
They
make
don't
any
stay up.
No.
Yeah, I've never figured out how to wear those tops that are like where the cutouts of it are so crazy.
Yeah,
that you can't.
Yeah, because, like, you can't wear a bra on them.
What do you do? Just tape? I don't know.
Like, they've got those. Excuse me. Sorry. They've got those little, like,
Oh, they're like cutlets.
Yeah, and the little cutlets or the weird little, like, tape bra thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, that shit doesn't stay either. And it's like, yeah, like, you might not see nipple, but you're also not, like, staying in place.
Right. I mean, but why doesn't everybody just go free? Just let them loose.
That's what I'm saying. I think everybody should.
It gets dark under your titties, says Radio Rima. It turns colors if you just let your titty loose.
I do not titties know turn color. That you had shadow titty if you didn't wear a bra.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
I never thought about shadow titty. I got to be 100%. I never thought about shadow titty.
Wow. More people should be thinking about shadow titty.
Shadow titty is real, you guys. The struggle is real. We got a couple of minutes before we have to start the next segment. Mm-hmm. And this is your choice.
Oh, my.
Women, the Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Or Myers-Briggs.
Oh, my gosh. My choice?
Your choice.
To be honest, I just put women all caps exclamation points as, like, a suggested topic because...
I don't know. Women all day, every day.
Yeah, I'm like, I for sure think about that a lot. Like, I think they're perfect. So, just in general, like...
Women!
Yeah, it was less of a topic discussion. Just being like, yeah!
Yes, queen, yes.
They're good. Women are perfect. Men should not legally be allowed to do anything. Only women should be able to. Women should do everything, have all the jobs. Men should just take a break for the next 10 years or so, I think. Just kind of.
Yeah, I you know, someone, it's wow. like.
Huh. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, no, you're good. You're good. State your opinion.
Just kidding.
I mean, she's got a point. They've kind of fucked us for the past millennia.
Right, I was going to say, right. We've been fucking shit up for a long time. So,
like, since the dawn of time?
Yeah, basically.
I'm not saying you can't still fuck them. I'm just saying they are not allowed to do anything.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Like, have power.
Yeah, no, that's...
like.
Well, most of the ones that are good at fucking are not good at doing hanging anyway, but so. It's fine.
I'm not. I'm not. The guys are good at fucking are not good at being in charge, and the guys that are good at being in charge, not good at fucking.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. No, but, like, that's, like, the thing, though, is I kind of feel like the guys that, like, I enjoy, like, being with sexually the most are usually the guys that I like being around socially the least.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like...
Why is that?
Because that's their only place. It's like, you're good at one thing, just be good at that thing.
Yeah.
Like, no one can be everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah.
I'm not good at, I don't know, like, parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm good in this kind of situation where it's just a couple of people talking, but, like, if you threw, like... 10 people in this room, I'm gonna be in this corner. I'm just gonna be like, why are there so many fucking people in this room?
Yeah, I get very, like overstimulated.
Yeah.
I get, like, yeah.
It's just, like, there's too many people. It's too much talking.
I don't know what to focus on.
Yeah, and then you also just feel that weird energy pinging on you, and you're just like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, especially, like, at a gig or whatever, like, I end up standing outside, like, chain-smoking a fucking pack of cigarettes before a show.
Just, like, yeah.
If just, like, I go in the room, and then, like, I feel like the comics are all on edge, and then the audience are like, what's happening next? And the waiter is just like, we're out of beer. And I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just too much. And I just feel it, like, in every direction. I'm just like, I can't focus on my own thoughts. I need to leave. Like, but, like, just having, like, a little, like, sit down conversation. Like, I'm great in a small group, but, like, if you put, like, a large group in front of me, they all need to be, like, sitting in chairs in front of me, and I need to be on a stage, but I cannot have to like, interact with them at the same time, like, one on one. Like, you know,
have you ever been on the red carpet?
No.
I feel like that would make me so uncomfortable.
I just wouldn't talk. I just, like, stop. Post.
You have to.
No, I just stop.
No,
and post.
It's
because you're, like, doing the, you know, step and repeats, and but then you, like, are talking to, like, the media. Like, I'm not doing no interviews. No interviews from Marissa.
And, like, I just do one of these, like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, E.T., hey.
Well, my, like, immediate response to being, like, candidly photographed is always, like, don't.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I could do, like, one of those quick, like, this is my good side, but, like, that's about it. Like, you know, I can't do, like, this, like, kept, like, keep stop. Like, I think, you know what I probably would do? I probably would have, like, a bet with, like, all of the like, outlets trying to talk to me and just be, like, who can get me on a date with Keanu Reeves, and that's who gets the interview.
Mm. Is that your celeb crush?
Since I was like,
I'm a fan of Keanu. Right. Oh my god! I thought we were talking about women. No, I'm just kidding.
It always goes back to the day.
Keanu Reeves.
Everything goes back to Keanu.
Mm.
I've had, like, a crush on him since I was, like, probably 7.
What was the thing that you saw him in that you were like, yes?
Babes in Toyland was the very first time I ever saw Keanu Reeves. And then a very young Drew Barrymore was in that. And then I saw him again when I was a little bit older, because he did, like, all of those, like, after school specials in, like, the 80s.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like, he was in, like, a shit ton of the after school specials.
Okay.
And so I saw him in those. And, like, he was probably like a older teen in that. And then what sealed the deal for me was a Paula Abdul video. What is that? Hush, hush, lover, lover, come to me?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's the one in the car that ends up going over the cliff.
Oh.
Yeah. And so then that was just full on love. And
That's the longest relationship I've ever had.
Yeah, that's it's lasted.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Oh, definitely.
That's special. Like, what about him, though?
Didn't he were get really, like it's, where's he at?
He's not in anything.
Hello.
Was he recently in that movie with...
But where is he at? Like, he's...
Like, yeah, where is he?
He's been... What was those action films that he just did?
In, like, 2005?
No, there was, like, a second... There was, like, a sequel that just came out not that long ago.
I know
John
what you're
Wick.
Oh, okay.
He's been doing John Wicks. What is it about him?
Yeah, like,
there
what's the
is,
quality?
There's a he looks like a smoldering, quiet storm that's about to brew into a, like a hurricane.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah,
like, he's like it's like he's just like he's got this like mellowness, but at the same time, like you know, at any moment, it's just gonna like bloom into something crazy.
That's your type.
Quiet, crazy? Yeah, I'd say so.
Like a storm approaching an island.
Yeah, exactly.
I've met a couple of your exes.
I'll be your
island.
It's like, I will weather the storm and I shall hold down all the trees. Bring your crazy upon me.
My first crush was Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, in love. I was like, wow, she's...
But Angelina Jolie or the cartoon?
It was Angelina Jolie in the movie Lara Croft Tomb Raider. I never actually like played the video game or any of that stuff, but I just remember being like...
She was hot in that movie, though.
So hot in that movie. And she was just kicking ass and like fighting and like finding treasure and just being amazing and riding a horse around. And she was like... lived in a mansion, but was like...
Like a real bitch. Yeah.
Like a real bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like in a mansion, but like, no, I can like fucking hold my shit down.
Yeah.
Like,
I get lost in my house sometimes and I'm a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel that though, because I feel like I've always been on Team Angelina. Like, fuck Jennifer. Like, I can't stand her.
Oh, I never saw it as a team thing.
Oh no, I'm Team Angelina. It's
yeah,
a team
it was definitely
thing.
Like
real,
it's a
like
team
oh
thing.
Because of the whole Brad situation.
Yeah.
No, it's a team thing. And now I'm Team Fuck That French Bitch. But like,
wait, oh Marion.
Yeah,
did that happen though? I feel like that didn't really happen.
Does it?
Did it?
I don't know. She didn't deny it.
Really?
She you know, I respect my privacy, but she didn't like openly say I never slept with him.
Yeah.
I feel
like
if
like,
you
all,
really
like,
didn't, that is the first thing you'd
you're gonna say. Yeah.
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 Hello.
All right. I don't,
why the fuck no, we're not sleeping together.
Yeah.
Like that's the first thing that you would say.
Right.
I don't
however,
wanna, like,
if
cut
I
this short, but we're gonna have to like wrap this segment up, but you're more than welcome to stay for the second segment if you'd like. But before we go, Taryn, where can everyone see you next? Follow you on social media, your website, Twitter, all that jazz.
I think I mentioned I'm a staff writer for Reductress, the only fake satirical women's magazine at all, I believe. so you can Google me there. We do a show every month at UCB Chelsea called Ha Ha Wow. Thursdays at 8. And I have a Twitter. It's Chan Gawai. It's Chan Gawei. It's my Chinese name.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. There you go.
So you go. That's all my little.
That's
your handle.
That is how you get in touch with her.
Yeah.
And we will be right back, you guys. This is Big Talking Brewski. Join us shortly. Up in the club with speakers, I had some bass and Tito's. DJs is dropping needles, sweat till I catch a fever. Call me the illest fever. Yo, I'm on fire. People go ahead and drink up. Get in the club, get fucked up. See me, your guy get knocked up. Someone to touch and rub up. Show me some love, strip off your clothes and take off your socks. The party's jumping. See something fine, boy. I wanna kiss you, but I'm just too shy. Let me dance with you, let me wear you out. Here's a glass of orange juice. Let's go exit out.
the man I want right away. I look him right in his face and say, dance with me. This is for my people, my party people. Say, this is for my people, my motherfucking people. Come on.
Relationships, war, any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack when open, Marissa has arrived.
Hey guys, happy Big Friday. Brewskis with Marissa Smith. Welcome back to Big Talking Brewskis. I'm still Marissa Smith. We've got Rodney Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
And we've got Ryan Hoffman with us.
Oh man, that Linkin Park music just made me so sad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
R.I.P. Chester. The soundtrack to my angst years he had one album that spoke to me when I didn't know what good music was, and I still feel sad about it. So
I still work out to that album.
It was like a good album.
It's just I don't know, I just kind of feel like whenever because I hate working out, but I just feel like I feel so numb. It's just like I feel so numb. I just need to get
see the crossover between this and Jay-Z was great.
Yeah, it was. It was
the,
really
the mashup that they had with that. I worked out to that all the time. That was
good. I don't like.
Yeah, so it's Encore.
Yeah, Encore.
I don't know. It is really sad, and like I don't, I haven't really read much about it, but I don't know why. Like, did he leave a note, or?
I mean, I think it's
kids, married. I don't know any of that.
When
stuff.
They find you hanging yourself, it's, you know, that's pretty much all that needs to really be said at that point. You know, you're probably going through some tough times. Yeah, I know that I had heard a radio interview with him earlier, and Linkin Park never really stopped making music. They were still together. They were still touring. They never, you know, really came back to that height that they were at when they debuted, but they were still making music, and it's sad.
They were on anytime tour now.
Somebody takes their own life, but
yeah,
that's always heartbreaking. Because like, why, man? It's never that bad.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I think for them at that moment it is, but if they could just see like 2 hours past that, you know what I mean? It's just like they can't get themselves out of that loop that they're in for that particular second. But like, you know, that phone call that they wanted, or that email that they were waiting for, or that like puppy to lick their face, that, you know, like whatever it would have gotten them out of that loop had they just held on, like, just a little bit longer, they could have helped a little.
Well, Rodney, when Marissa brought me onto the show, she was just like, look, I want you to lighten it up. We're going to start it off right off the bat. Suicide.
Suicide, right?
Suicide. And, suicide.
Reach out for help. So that's what you know, you ask and I deliver, you know right? what I mean? You get right into the heavy stuff right away.
Yeah, you know, get it out of the way. It's like, I don't know, like getting diarrhea on your first day of a vacation.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
You get it right out the way, though.
Right. But I hope you had a long vacation. I'm talking about a week.
So, speaking of vacations, like now you've been going away a lot
all
because you're diving, right?
All the time. Yeah, I work as a scuba instructor.
Wow.
Part-time. And I just became an official instructor today.
Congratulations.
So that was fun. Yeah, it's something I've been working towards for a while. I've been diving for about 20 years, and I was coaching Little League Baseball, and I was like, I need to change. So I walked into the scuba shop, asked them if they were hiring, got a job filling tanks for like $9-10 an hour, and a year later, they put me through training to become a dive master, assistant instructor, and now I'm a full instructor. So,
nice.
Yeah, they send me down to Florida, and yeah, man, that was a great weekend of diving. Saw some dolphins on a swim by. They swam by us underwater. That's very rare.
Ooh.
And then we did a couple of wreck dives, which was a lot of fun. And yeah, scuba diving's great. It's a lot of fun.
What's like the scariest thing for you about diving? Like, I mean, I'm assuming that you've put a, like, how many hours of diving have you done?
Oh, I mean, like, I've done like over 1,000 dives.
Hours. Okay.
Wow. So like probably about 1500 hours when you count all the pool stuff.
So like
that I've done.
Out of all like the diving that you've done, like what's like the one thing before you jump in the water, just like,
is this student going to kill me?
How
yeah, the
would
most,
they
right. The most dangerous thing in the ocean is another diver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they freak out and they panic underwater, they shoot to the surface, like, are they going to drag me with them? And that's where the dangers and stuff come in.
Because you get, like, the bends or something.
Yeah.
Right?
And, okay. You know, the greatest pressure change on Earth is between 0 feet and 33 feet. That's the greatest pressure change on Earth. So if you were to, like, wanted to reduce your atmospheric pressure by half, you would have to go up to, like, the top of a mountain, like Kilimanjaro or something. You have to go up to 15,000 feet if you wanted to reduce your pressure by half. So when we're coming down in planes, you feel the pressure on your ears because you're actually coming down from a half an atmosphere to a full atmosphere.
Okay.
But if you wanted to double it, all you have to do is go down 33 feet. So you are doubling the pressure on your body in those first 33 feet.
Wow.
So when you're down 33 feet and you shoot up to the surface, you are going the opposite way. You are reducing your pressure by half.
Right.
So that's the greatest pressure change. So if you were to hold your breath at 33 feet and shoot up to the surface, what would happen is your lungs would overexpand and you get an injury. You'd get a lung barotrauma or you'd embolize or something like that.
Ooh.
So, you know, when I'm in a going diving, the number one danger to me, I always say to my divers as well as another diver, there's nothing in the ocean that wants to hurt scuba divers, really. I mean,
sharks.
Especially not sharks. Yeah, if you think about...
They eat tires.
Yeah, but when you think about what a shark does, like... Most sharks are like 6 to 7 feet long. There are some that are a little bit bigger than that, like tiger sharks and, you know, great whites, obviously, and oceanic white tips. They can get pretty big, but like 7 to 10 feet is generally the range of most sharks, and their job is to basically clean up the ocean.
Yeah.
So when you think about like what a diver represents, like I'm 5'8", I'm a short dude, but if you put a couple of fins on me, I'm now 7 feet, and I've got a big metallic tank, and I'm blowing loud bubbles. They just really don't want any part of that. And I'm usually in a group of people like that, so they usually hear me coming and they're just gone. And if they decide to come around, it's because they're generally pretty curious, but you hold your ground, you don't antagonize them, and you'll be fine.
How long does it take you to come up then?
You generally want to come up 30 feet per minute. That's the accepted safe rate. Is 30 feet per minute. It used to be 60 feet per minute, but then they decided that that was a little too fast. So you come up about 30 feet per minute, and if you've been down about 60 feet, you'll do a 3-minute safety stop at 15 feet. So you'll hang out. So if you're coming up from 60 feet, it should take you 5 minutes to come up.
Okay. Yeah. What's the deepest that you've...
I've been 150.
Oh, wow.
On one tank.
Oh, my God.
On this last one, I was just down 120 on this shipwreck called the Lady Luck.
So you were in a
shipwreck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they it was actually a New York boat.
Oh, okay.
Hometown boat. It was called the Newtown Creek. And it used to, like, schlep shit. Like, literal shit. That was, like, in dewatering plants. And they would take it to other facilities and turn it into fertilizer pellets. And then it was decommissioned a couple of years ago. Sold to Florida. Florida sank it as part of their artificial reef program in 130 feet of water. And they rechristened it the Lady Luck. And they put, like, an octopus dealer and a couple of poker tables on there. Yeah. It's kind of fun. Yeah, so we went down like 120 feet and saw some really big fish. Like, I don't know if they can they see the...
Yeah, we got
it. Cool. Yeah, it was about the size of this table and then some. Grouper is big boy.
Big ass grouper, yeah.
Big boy.
Yeah, I've never been scuba diving. I've kind of always wanted to do it, but I've done like snorkeling, like you know, like if I was like down in like the Bahamas and I did some like snorkeling but I'm a bit nervous and so like I just remember like I was snorkeling and I went underwater and then like because we didn't have a tank or anything like that so we had to like come back up to get air. And so, like, when I came back up, my friends were like, oh, did you see all those fish? And I'm like, what fish? They're like, they were right below us. And I was just like, oh, shit. I was nervous, and I forgot to open my eyes. Like, it's like I just went down there. Like, my eyes were closed the whole time. I'm like, oh, boy, you.
Oh, no.
Like, and then I was just like, the next time I went down, I'm like, just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. And I was just like.
Right. Until you see something you don't want to see.
And then but I literally, like, I did, like...
Have you ever seen something, like, freaked you out?
Yeah, I've had a couple of lobsters freak me out. Like, I was coming... I was coming around the corner, and all of a sudden, like... You know, they're shy animals, so they like to be in their nooks and crevices. So, like, I was coming around the corner, and he was just free swimming, and it just took me by surprise. And then I was like, oh, it's a lobster. But I've never been, like, taken by surprise where I felt like I was in danger. Like, one time I came over the side of a wreck when I was in Grenada, and I looked down, and there was a bull shark there. But it's not like he was coming right up towards me. I just looked down, and I was like, oh, there is a shark, and it is swimming along the side of this wreck.
Oh.
So.
Okay, did you get out of the water immediately?
No. They don't bother people. Like, as long as... the last time I was down in Florida, not this one, but the one before that, my dive buddy had speared a couple of lionfish. And we can get into lionfish in a second and why that's actually a good thing. But he had taken a couple of fish, and a shark had taken interest in it. So the shark had come by and she circled us a couple of times. And basically, like I said, you know, you just stay calm and make yourself as big as possible. And they just decide it's not worth it, and they go along. But at that point, after it came back the third time, we decided, it's not worth it. Let's just end the dive, because we didn't want to give up our fish. But the lionfish is actually a Pacific fish.
Okay.
And it doesn't belong in the Caribbean. So somebody had it in an aquarium in Florida and it got swept out to sea. They think that's the leading hypothesis, is that it was an aquarium fish and it was swept out to sea during a hurricane and they've just propagated. And they're an invasive species. And in the Caribbean, they have no natural predators.
So
they
just overpopulated.
They wrecked the local reef wildlife. And, you know, all the reef fish have a specific role, so even the small fish, you know, if the lionfish eats them, then that can cause big things. So, you know, they have lionfish hunting competitions, they have lionfish, you know, they'll serve it on the menu. So yeah, it's actually good eating.
What is it?
Yeah, you can make ceviche.
It tastes like flounder. Ceviche.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
To me, at least, it tastes like flounder.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it tastes like to you.
To each their own.
Yeah. But it's good. You know, you make it in ceviche. You can cook it up. You can grill it. You can make filet. The bigger ones get like a pound or two of meat on them. So spear them. Cook them up. It's yummy.
Lion fish on the barbie.
Yeah.
So, I know that you were saying that, that you were doing, like Little League Baseball coaching.
Yeah.
But, like, what was your attraction to scuba diving?
Oh, when I was 12 years old, my dad and I went on a we all went on a family vacation. And I did the resort course where, like, you can try it. And I was instantly addicted, and I knew I wanted to do it forever.
Wow.
And my mom had passed away later that year after that vacation.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Happened. We're lightening it up. We're
right.
Lightening,
you know,
suicide, family death. We're just going on.
I'm not supposed to say I'm sorry.
Are you really? Like 20 years ago, like I'm kind of over it.
Like
I'm
not supposed to be fuck that bitch. Get back to the swimming.
It happens. You know what I mean? Yeah, it happened. Yeah,
no, you're right, though. People die.
Yeah.
People die. You know, if it was like last week, I'd be like, hey, thanks for your condolences. You know what I mean? Like 20 years ago. It's like, I mean, I've already had an Oedipus complex set in and everything, we're past it. After she passed away, my dad and I made it our yearly bonding thing. So we would do it together, and we'd go on different spots. And then, you know, I was very fortunate that I had a dad that was able to do that stuff for me and let me explore those things. I know a lot of people don't have those opportunities, and I'm more aware of that as I gotten older.
Right.
But I had a lot of really great opportunities to go every year and just find that that was my hobby. You know, that was the thing that I did.
Where's the most beautiful spot you think you've like dived at?
I was incredibly fortunate to be invited by the marine biology department head of Monterey Aquarium to go on a live aboard in Fiji when I was like 18. So not only was I in one of the most beautiful spots on earth that I've never had it like come close to again, but I was with a bunch of other marine biologists, so I learned about like algae, and I learned about like the micro critters on the reef, and how to find things inside the reef by looking at what's on the surface. Did I cut out?
Yeah,
wait.
Remus, he out? Is he out?
Am I out? I'm in.
Oh, he's in. Oh, he sounds out. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I may have touched. I thought I touched something. Oh, there I go.
Yeah, now it sounds like he's in.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
No, I didn't touch anything either. It just sounded like I was out. I thought I may have unplugged the wire.
That might be that mic.
Yeah, it could be a tricky mic. So you were.
So yeah, I was in Fiji, and they basically showed me how to look for things on the reef, and you know, I really enjoyed it. And there was a period of about like 6 years where I wasn't diving at all, where I wasn't like, I was just trying to get part-time job to part-time job. And I finally got a chance to go again over the last 3 or 4 years. And I realized, hey, you know, I can get paid to do this.
Right.
You know, I walked into the shop and I was, you know, filling tanks. I was like, hey, you know, worst case scenario, I've got a part-time job and I can fill some gear. And then one of the instructors was like, oh, yeah, you know, I get paid to go on these trips. I don't pay to go on these trips. I was like, wait, you can get paid
for this?
To go diving?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get signed up on this. And it worked.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on what happened to the barrier reef?
Well, I think there's like a... From what I understand, it's not all the way dead, but they're warning that it could be dead. So this declaration that it's dead is kind of a misleading story. But it's like, it's really bad. the bleaching's really bad, and the ocean's getting hit a couple of different places right now. It's getting hit by climate change and rising temperatures. Ocean acidification is happening, so the ocean is getting more acidic, so the creatures that live there are having a tough time. And you know, also the great plastic, you know, patches in the ocean are really
they're like affecting. Little islands.
Yeah, so there's it, and they break down, you know what I mean, they break down into micro plastics that get ingested and mess with hormones. And
Oh, so, wow.
Like, even when it's broken down all the way, it still never gets broken down. It's there. Plastic's there forever.
Right.
So.
And then you also have the Pacific fish that are starting to get hit by, like, all that Fukushima waste.
Yeah. So you have radiation, you have plastic, and you have rising ocean temperatures and the decimation of overfishing. It's like getting hit on like four different fronts. So, yeah, it's bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's really harrowing to see dive sites that I've dived maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You go back and there's nothing left. You know, the reefs are pretty much dead.
It's a tire.
Wow.
Yeah.
But,
you know, the good thing is that the ocean can rebound, and it can rebound very quickly. If you just take a look at the conservation efforts that New York State has put in with their waters, we're actually...
We, like, reverse the Hudson.
Yeah, and, you know, by the oyster project that they did by reintroducing oysters, you know, they've seen whales for the first time in waters that they haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
And they're saying... I read an article that said that New York wildlife is actually back to 1950s levels, which is great.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, you know, there's a really great documentary about it.
But that took almost, like, three decades of legislation and work on, the, like,
yeah.
part of conservationists and you know, scientists. Because, like, I'm not a diver, but I indulge once in a while in some whitewater rafting. So. Oh, yeah. You know,
it's
like,
a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. Yeah. Like, and
I've
like,
never done it before.
Oh, like I didn't start until I had Aflac because I was just like, if I get fucked up in this river, you know, I'll still get paid to be out of work. Like Aflac's opened up a whole new world of activities for me.
There you go.
But it was just like, you know. Being on the river, it was just like, it was very like peaceful and calm, and also like kind of like exhilarating, and like, you know, like the rapids are going, and but to see that, like, I went miles down the river without seeing like any garbage at all was just like something that I just kind of felt like, oh, we're finally doing this shit right. Like, you know, but it's hard to understand, like, how we would pollute something that's so, like, integral to our lives.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think just a lot of people, you know? don't understand that how we depend on the ocean.
Yeah,
that, you know, a lot of our oxygen comes from the ocean, and a lot of our food source comes from the ocean. We got to find ways to keep it clean and healthy.
Right.
And there's a really great documentary on it called Sea of Hope.
Okay.
It's on National Geographic. If you have on demand, you can check it out. It's about the quest by Brian Skerry and Sylvia Earle. And Sylvia Earle is like Jacques Cousteau. She's like a contemporary of his, and she's she holds the record for deepest dive, I think, until James Cameron broke it recently, I think. But she was a pioneer, and she teamed up with Brian Skerry, who's a Nat Geo
James Cameron of the Titanic.
Yeah.
James Cameron?
Yeah, that
James I didn't know Cameron. That he was, like, a super diver.
He is really into the deep.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Especially with the abyss and all that. He's very much into the water.
Titanic, like...
Yeah. Yeah, but I just thought that those were films. I didn't think that he personally was, like, down.
No.
Yeah, he loves it.
He went
he's into it.
Down to see the Titanic, like,
he's
himself.
He's like, ate this mic on.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's about Brian Skerry, who's an amazing National Geographic photographer, and her. They teamed up to get Barack Obama to create the largest marine preserve and declare it, like, a national park.
Right.
We have a bunch of different national parks, but it's the largest marine
underwater,
national
yeah.
park in yeah. Hawaii. It's, I think, three times the size of Texas, I think it
oh,
was.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Barack did well. I was very, very,
it's like,
very pleased.
I christen all this water a park.
Yeah. It was tough because there was a lot of blowback from fishermen, and it was a tough thing to get done, and I'm glad they finally got it done.
Wow.
So, who's your favorite diver?
I mean, I don't have a favorite diver, per se. It's not, like, followed that way.
Okay.
But
I mean, I don't know how you folks do it.
No, it's
right. Who's the most famous? You would say
I would say Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau is up there. Sylvia Earle is definitely up there. I mean, and she's still alive, so living, she's definitely the most famous.
Okay.
But you know, all the National Geographic guys, I'm constantly inspired by their photos underwater. You know, the way the things they're able to get and the things they're able to capture are incredible. But you know, diving is more of a community rather than like a competitive sport. Okay. So like you'll get up on.
So not like comedy. Go on.
Yeah. Not like comedy. Oh my God. So not like comedy. It's, and of course there are dickheads in scuba. There always are.
There's dickheads.
There's
in everything.
Dickheads everything. Everywhere. But, you know, when you come back up on the boat with your group, generally it's like, oh, did you see that? Oh yeah. Did you see that? Did you get a picture here? Check this out. So it's all about everybody sort of coming together and sort of enjoying it, and you don't have to listen to anybody while you're doing it. Like, you're like, you have the briefing, we talk about it, and then we go do it, and I don't have to listen to you talk.
Right.
Because we're all underwater. Underwater.
Oh, wow.
And we're all just doing it, and then we come back up and we talk about what we just did.
Right.
And then we have a little surface interval, and then we go do it again.
Yeah.
So it's a fun, different sort of activity because of that. It forces you to be in the moment.
Right.
You can't really check out or check your phone, you know, while you're down there.
Yeah, can you bring your phone down there?
Yeah, I have.
Like a water case or whatever?
Yeah, I have a little bag for it. I was trying to turn it into my camera shoots amazing video and pictures, so on my phone. So like, well, why would I get an underwater camera? Let's just see if that worked out. And it, of course, a little bit of moisture in the bag, it just ruins everything. The phone starts acting up. You can't push it. So I was like, all right, this was a failed experiment. But I did try it. Didn't work out.
Mm.
I also tried to live stream a dive once, and no service.
Yeah.
I don't know until you try it.
I
could have told you probably, but
right.
No. They've got cell towers down here.
Like, yeah, totally. I mean, I was only like 40, 50 feet down, and I was getting service on the boat, and I was like, hey, maybe we'll,
why not?
Maybe we'll make it happen.
It right. should be there.
Nah.
Nope.
So I'm going to take this conversation, from the sea to the land.
All right.
So what's going on with that Vatican orgy?
Oh, man. We are the segues, Marissa Smith.
On Jabba like it's hot.
Yeah, man, I saw it, and I saw that the Pope is furious about the gay Vatican orgy, and I'm like, look, man, if you take a vow of celibacy, that's a really weird thing.
Wait,
Vatican orgy.
Break this now?
Yeah, so for people that don't know.
Yeah.
Explain it
so
all.
Apparently there was a big underground Vatican sex orgy that got busted, and the Pope is apparently furious about it. And, you know, I guess he should be, but it's one of those things where I look at it, and you know, there's been stories about the gay Vatican underground for a long time.
Yeah, there has been.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This is not anything new. We all even in when I went to a Jesuit school, and we all knew, like, yeah, you know, these priests.
To an Ursuline school, yeah. So like that's basically like the Jesuits were our like brothers.
Yeah. So you see them, and you know. The gaydar goes off. You know what I mean? It goes.
We had a Mr. Sister.
Exactly. And this is... I always kind of find it humorous that people are shocked. And I you know, celibacy works for maybe like one person out of a thousand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you take a forced vow of celibacy, you know, with homosexuality in our culture the way it is, being so repressed, it's an easy place to sort of, you know, oh no, I'm going to take a vow of celibacy. But, you know, you still have sexuality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether you're celibate or not, you still have sexuality. I think
your dick's still getting hard, bro.
I feel like this would be like an interesting place to like revisit like 20 or 30 years from now, because I feel like a lot of millennials claim that they're asexual or non-sexual, and to see like, but they also are non-religious. So it would be interesting to see like where do these people fall out in the realm, like in the future, because like in the past, these are the asexuals, non-sexual people would have probably thought that they had a calling to Christ. But now, like, in the world of, like, Twitter and Snapchat, like, where is their calling? You know what I mean? Like, are they going to start cults in the future? Like, are they going to start communes? Like, is this the new, like
Jonestown?
Yeah.
Asexuals, like, are going to be the next Jim Joneses?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. Look, if you... If you are asexual, that's fine by you. Do whatever makes you happy. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life, but, you know, I just...
I'm going to tell you you're full of shit, but go on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to raise eyebrows. I'm like, really? Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But, you know, asexual. Whatever. Just so you know, if you ever decide that this asexual lifestyle isn't working out for you, I don't blame you, you know? But yeah, it's a weird phenomenon.
I just think it's so strange because it's like, you know, like granted, I know like men probably think about sex like every like I don't know 90 seconds I wish I could or something turn it like off. That.
Yeah,
It's way more than that.
Yeah, like, no, it's
way more frequent than that.
It's like I have to, like, and I'm not even like in tuned on the male sexual wavelength, but I'll say that. At least 10 times a day, I'll see a dude that I'd be like, he can get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, I don't see how you can live a life without seeing somebody and be like, they can get it. Like, you know, and I'm not even talking right. about trying to get it. Like, I can totally understand, like, you're not forward or... Like,
yeah. Like, without like, looking at somebody and be like, yeah, I would.
Yeah, but like you know, like but not because like
I wish I could. Oh,
look at that!
It's like I can't. I like I know that I'm not necessarily like the most forward person. If I saw some guy that I was just like I don't know that I could go up to him every single time. But like I definitely would have that thought. Like, damn! Like, you know what I mean? Like,
damn boy!
Yeah, I have that thought at least like every like. 2 minutes, like just.
It's like I don't have that.
I had that effect on people.
Yeah. It's like, I don't have that many dams, but like when I have a dam, it's just like, damn, like you know what I mean. But like I can't imagine my life without a dam. Like it, you know, like because that's essentially what an asexual is. It's just like a life without a dam.
I wish I had a life without that. Oh my god, man!
I mean, you would get a lot more done.
Oh, you would get a lot more done.
You get so much. Like, I feel like if I was asexual, that, like, I would have cured cancer by now.
Yeah, like, I'd just be like this.
Like, you
figuring
know
everything out, like...
Fuck everybody, like...
So
well, you're not fucking
done.
Anybody, so that's like the problem.
Not, but not only not fucking anybody, not trying,
trying
to fuck.
Not trying to fuck anybody,
but
right.
Like, trying interested. To fuck people is, like, 90% of my time.
Yeah, it's like, I was off all day, and that's all I did.
Yeah.
Just try to fuck.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Trying to fuck is where people just lose... lives.
See, yeah, like, your whole like life just goes...
It's gone. Trying to fuck.
Yeah, trying to fuck.
I don't feel like I'm trying to fuck. For the most part, I'm trying to divert people trying to fuck me, but...
Yeah, yeah, that's because the guys. The guys,
yeah,
guys are always
all,
trying
like,
to fuck.
In there, like, you know, it's like they're like a vulture around a corpse. Like, it's just like... It's floating around, and you're just like, nodded, nah. But like once in a blue, like you're just like, oh, I like, you know what I mean? Let's play. But like I feel like that's when I just like that's a time suck of like 6 months to a year, and then you're just like 6 months to a year later, you're just like, oh, I could have written a play in this amount of time.
Oh,
like
easily,
you know what I mean? It's just like this is not a good idea.
I just resigned myself to the fact that like that's how life is.
Yeah,
like, a big old time.
Yeah, like I'm just like, you know, dependent upon my dick, just trying to like fuck.
Yeah, so the gay Vatican sex orgy—they're all just trying to fuck, man.
Like, yeah, you know. I mean, especially all that repressed. Like you can't fuck. You're not be able to fuck.
Growing up Catholic, you know, they repress the shit out of your sexuality, man. They tell you that sex is a sin, that, you know, like masturbation is a sin, all that
stuff. You know how difficult it is to be 12 years old and not touch yourself?
Oh my
that's
God.
That's.
So, yeah, every
I was
day that's
old
just
old
beaten
and I didn't
into
touch
you.
Myself.
I mean, I, not me.
I think 13 was the
yeah,
turning 12, point
13,
for me.
13.
Yeah.
13, were you touching yourself at least by 13?
No. Like, I probably didn't start touching myself until I was in my 20s.
What?
Wow.
But it's not this, like, for women, it's not, like, the same. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
no, for guys, it's completely different.
Yeah,
it's like, I remember.
I'm telling you, the
you
summer between, like, 7th and 8th grade, I was just jerking off every, like, fucking minute.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, like,
if you don't do it, what happens?
You get you don't do not like the person you become.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you become
way Donald
more
Trump.
Aggressive. You become. I don't like the person I am when I don't pop the pimple. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
You become. Yeah, I don't know. Just way more aggressive. Like way more leery. Like you become that dude on the subway. That's just like, yeah. Just like, and you think you're not. It's not coming off, but it comes off.
It comes
it's
off
in the
like
eyes.
The, yeah, it's in the
you
eyes.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a weird phenomenon, and
get angrier faster.
Yep, your temperature is your and that's actually why when like they don't want fighters to jerk off like a couple of days before the fight because it actually reduces your testosterone. They want you to be amped up. Mm-hmm. So like when
you
don't,
dated a few boxers.
Yeah,
and, like you know he would like go like an entire like month before a fight.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and so it's just like. Well, how are you his girlfriend while he's doing that is the question. it's like, literally, you're going to bed every night with this, like, big hunk of man with all these muscles and this six-pack and this, like, fucking, like, bod for days. And you're just like, you're just like, ah. And he's just like, my fight's in 4 weeks. You're like, fuck. Like, and then, like, the end of the fight, you're just like, all right, like, take your pictures. Let's go.
Let's get out of here. Like. To the road, Jack. Like, I got a hotel with her name on it.
Right? Like,
yeah, no, it's not fun. But
that's cause that can't be healthy, I feel like.
Men
produce a million sperm a day. You have to release that shit.
Let it go.
You gotta let it go. You can't be holding
let
it in
go.
For like I feel like you let it go.
It's like frozen. Let it go or it'll be frozen in your testicles.
Right.
You just become a maniac. You become
it goes up to your brain and it makes you fucking
crazy.
What
was the Bad Elsa? I never saw that movie.
I've never seen Frozen either.
No, but, like, all right, so I'll say the longest that I've ever gone, you know, like, before, like, after my first encounter, but, like, the longest I've ever gone is probably, like, 4 years.
4 years without what? Sex?
Yeah.
What?
Mine was about that. My drought was, like, between my first and my second was about 2 years, and then between my third and my fourth was like another 2.5 years.
Did you masturbate during this period?
Oh, yes. Oh my God. All the time.
No.
No.
Okay.
That's what. Yeah. That's way more impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I'd fool around with people, but I wouldn't have sex. So like maybe like every like 4 or 5 months I'd fool around with somebody, like let off a little valve, but like I wouldn't have sex with them.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, at what point did you get over, like, because for me, it was a lot of the Catholic stigma had a lot to do with that. Because, like, I didn't want to have quote-unquote meaningless sex because I felt like it was dirty, it was wrong. So, like, I kept trying to force relationships where, you know, when you're in your 20s, people just want to have fun. So I kept on trying to make everything mean something. So, I don't know, like, when I finally ditched that and started, you know, just being more true towards, like, a universal morality, I think, of humanism, and just like, no, this is good for my well-being, this is natural, this is what people need to do. Once I started leaving that, it became way easier to just, you know, let it happen, as opposed to trying to force it to happen. So did your Catholic stigma have anything to do with that?
So I'm not a Catholic. But
oh,
I
thought you were raised,
so
you went to that.
I went to Catholic school from kindergarten through 12th grade. But
So was that stigma beaten into you by the Catholic school?
Yeah.
So even though you weren't raised Catholic, I was indoctrinated. You were definitely indoctrinated.
Yeah, because like my dad is a Baptist, my mom is Episcopalian, but I've only gone to Catholic schools until college. But I feel like I have all the Catholic guilt without any of the perks.
There aren't any perks.
Communion
isn't a perk. It's lame bread.
Do you understand it's like, the worst how bread. Embarrassing it is to just sit in that pew the entire friggin' mass and like everybody's going around you and you can't like. I can't even confess to the priest if I wanted to do sure something bad. Could. Like it doesn't count.
So what?
But that means they can
confession
tell.
Is good for anything.
Like
yeah, I mean, not anything. Anyone, anyone can go to confession.
But it's not really? The sacramental
so,
level of
okay. Confession. So they don't have the little woo woo that says okay, it's been blessed by God. But it's the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like they're not going to treat you the same. Like you know, like if you were like a born Catholic and you went in there and you're just like, I just killed my wife. They're going to be like, that's not good. But say 6 Hail Marys. But if I went in there and they're like, oh, you're not a Catholic. By the way, they just killed their wife.
Right. Like, you can't just, you can do that. Like, I'm not a Catholic. I can just go in and confess.
I mean, your penance is going to be more than 5 Hail Marys, I think. But, you know, I wouldn't
you're
put it
gonna
past
You're
going
to be like,
they'd probably tell you to turn yourself in, but. Yeah, but I can't speak for what they would or would not say, but based on what they taught, they said, "Oh, I would tell you."
I
to
just
turn
never understood
in.
That though. Like I'm gonna go and I'm gonna like go into like this.
I never understood the assigning and, like, of prayers either. They say, "Okay, say 5 Our Fathers and 6 Hail Marys." That's gonna make up for me punching this dude in the face,
like, right? Well, or no. Like sucking 5 penises before,
yeah,
like.
Ask
well, you, the only way to get out of that is if one of those penises was his. I got you. I got you. Yeah. So like, we're
well,
gonna
you
have
do
to
is
wrap
you
it up.
Say I sucked 5 penises. Forgive me. Or do you want you want to go next?
Right. You
want
to be the 6th?
And then you can forgive me and forgive yourself, and then we can go
and
on.
And then
with
we
this.
Can go on. With
right.
Our
then
days.
It all works out great.
It all works out.
Yeah. No. But like, for me, it wasn't so much the I always have the guilt aspect, like, but. I didn't have to like get like I still kind of feel like I don't believe in recreational sex, like I kind of oh, wow. feel like not that I believe in like procreational sex either because I'm not sure that I want a kid, but like I feel like sex should be like an expression of a feeling, so like if I love someone or I care about them, like that's like a way to express that to them, that they are a special being, that I'm doing this with them, that I don't do this with others.
That's noble.
But like I don't, it's not like that. Like I'd say like the first couple years was definitely like a, like, oh, I can't have sex because this is bad and it's evil and God is gonna like, but now that I'm agnostic and I'm just kind of like, no, like this is just like I'm a being that's trying to express a different level of myself with you, and I want to have that level of expression back to me, and this is our difference between us and the rest of the population. Like so like I kind of feel that. But Rima's giving me bitch, get the fuck off of here. So Ryan.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here.
Okay.
Where can everyone follow you on social media, follow your videos, go diving with you, watch your films, watch your comedy, like where can folks follow you at?
Well, you can check out all my videos on youtube.com/templehorses. That's temple, like you're going to temple, and horses. We got a new web series coming out called American Dog Hero about the people washing of historical events. And we've people washed dogs out of their true heroism. So learn the real story of who killed Osama bin Laden. Hint, it was a pit bull. And the real
it
story.
Wasn't a Rottweiler?
No, it was a pit
Brett
bull.
Brett Bart is a liar.
He is a liar. And, you know, who landed the plane on the Hudson? It wasn't Sully Sullenberger. It was Cookie the Maltese. So Of course, if you like Ancient Aliens, if you like laughing at Ancient Aliens, the show on History Channel, you'll really like this this web series. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hoff Smash. And yeah, man, if you want to go diving, just come through to Scuba Network, man. I'll hook you guys up.
Nice. Rodney, where can everyone see you next?
I got a show coming up, Broadway Comedy Club, August 9th in the Big Room. It's going to be a big show, so come check me out. You can look me up on Facebook, Rodney Daniels, and Instagram, Rodney Daniels.
The first Saturday of every month is Merriment and Mortification at Auto Shrunken Head. You can follow this show on Twitter at Big Talk and Brew. Follow me on Twitter at Marissa Smith. And remember, you guys, Sean Spicer left because he knows they're all going to be impeached. Have a good weekend. Love you. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I don't know. Don't drink diet soda.